30 minutes or so, absolutely no agenda, and working on the second glass of whatever. That's when the evening gets interesting, when the stories and thoughts just come, like a work week too full that tips over, and the pent-up laughter pours out. These are the unguarded thoughts and opinions, the anecdotes and antics, the conversations that just plain happen on a Thursday night, when you're two beers in. Now, here are the hosts of Two Beers In, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
Why did you have to yell at Austin?
Because I was asking him to turn down the...
Turn down this area.
Yes.
Move that guitarist to the other side of the bar, if you will.
Yes, please.
Thank you very much.
I would like you to take these femmes. They're a little violent.
It was actually, it's not bad.
Looking at your screen to figure out what kind of Pokemon it is.
Well, what's great was your look when you're like, you said it and you looked like, was that? Was that? And I'm like, yeah, no.
Was that even violent?
Like I need to confirm with Val that was funny. Yes. You're like, yeah, no, it was.
No, okay,
good for you, Val.
Yay.
Good for you.
Yay. I made a big girl joke.
I'm this many. And you're listening to Two Beers In, a show here at the Aristocrat Lounge in Austin, Texas on Burnett Road, where each week we come to you with absolutely nothing and leave with something.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
We hope you do the same.
We hope that you bring it all and leave...
That's the
leave it on the field.
Yes. We leave it on the stage. You leave it on the field. I am one of your...
Are you talking about
pooping? The locker room.
We're talking about... we poop on the stage. You poop in the field. Now that we know, I'm your host, or one of your hosts, Brett Weaver. I'm enjoying... After enjoying a Frozone, I am now enjoying a...
Mind All eraser. Right.
Dark
no
sour.
No more for him.
Mind eraser. I'm enjoying dementia.
Man, that's a good drink.
I think.
Four dementias over here at table 7,
what?
If you will.
Huh? Who? And here is my other host, friend.
Hey, I'm Monica Ballard. I'm enjoying Modelo Especial because I like imported things that I can pronounce the name to.
Especial.
Oh. Yes.
Maria.
So who else is with us at the table at the table?
El table. El porta. El
porta.
El mesa. Thank you.
La mesa.
I was going to say
la porta. There's nobody at the door.
I knew there was a geological formation.
So let's say hello to Val first, since she's the closest to the mic right now.
Hi.
And what are you enjoying?
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Other than Pokemon.
I'm having a Pokemon and Diet Coke.
Tastes like freedom.
I think she needs a decaf of some kind, though, the way those fingers are going.
It lets you know that she's winning.
I'm fighting.
Doug, who will be taking over the gym once Val is done, is also here.
Actually, I'm trying not to kill Eric anymore, because every time he comes here and plays Pokemon, I kill him without thinking about it.
Whereas I kill him on purpose.
Yeah. Yes. She says, well, you know, yeah. I can get away with it.
Sure.
I'm trying to be nice for once. I've got a juice pack pale is what I'm drinking.
A what?
A juice pack pale.
What brand is
juice
that?
Juice pack pale.
I forget the brewery. It's a bit of an IPA.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's local, right?
It is very cloudy.
Yeah, so, well, it,
well, there's
it's
a juice
not
pack in
yet.
There.
There's a yeah. juice pack in there. What yeah. kind of juice? Probably grapefruit?
Probably that juice pack that they always threatened to give me and send me outside the wall when I was in Iraq.
Juice pack, get outside the wall.
Here you go, juice pack, go that way.
You don't see her. You don't see her tasting it. What does it taste like, Val?
Got a little gristle
yeah, on it? Something.
Chicken broth.
Is it chunky like it a smoothie?
Like, it tastes like chicken broth.
Here,
it's a rosemary.
Oh my God, what's rosemary doing in a drink?
Tastes like freedom.
Where's the baby?
We're an audio media, so if you could get to it.
Sorry. I'm sorry. No,
is it mischievous?
Is it not a parody of itself?
It tastes like despair.
That's it. That's good. That's good.
That's good. All right, moving on.
Moving on. We have two more people here.
Yes.
Our friend Chad is here. Grab the mic, Chad.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Chad. You are enjoying a
Lone Star.
Wow.
Because I've already been drinking today.
Okay.
Also, I don't play Pokemon in the park anymore. Because anytime there's an old man playing Pokemon in the park, he's just trying to get a Pikachu.
Yeah.
We will add the drum roll and
God
rim shot
bless
later.
You. God bless you,
thanks.
Chad.
Thanks for being here.
I can't drink another rim shot.
I only did
drive.
That in prison.
That's
but,
what she said.
And
are you following that one up?
Yeah. And Eric is here.
I'm not following that one up.
Yeah, Eric, what are you enjoying?
I'm enjoying a Live Oak Primus.
Oh, Primus. And we were listening to Primus.
Or Primus.
Or Primus. I was just going.
It was close enough.
You know, I've learned that when someone pronounces something in some way, I'm never going to correct them. My goal is to go ahead and agree with that pronunciation.
That's a good plan, Brie.
Because we are. Thank you, dog. So,
see, I'm just betting that Primus and Live Oak don't pronounce it the same way.
No. Because we're in Austin and everything.
Well, yes.
That was my point. We're here at Burnett Road, not Burnett.
Oh, yeah.
Burnett would have two T's. This only has one.
It's true.
Thank you. I did not know that.
Because you pronounce both.
Burnett.
You pronounce both
Burnett.
T's?
Yeah. That's five T's.
Burnett.
Excuse me.
Burnett.
Well, and if it was E-T-T-E, it would be Bernetti.
Bernetti.
So.
My favorite Italian wine. I don't know. So here we are on Valentine's Day, showing our love for each other.
Yay.
Yay.
Or, as I called it earlier, Validation Day.
Validation Day.
Day.
Yes,
Day.
You deserve that drink.
Yay.
You do. Monica was feeling a little down.
Yeah.
And was looking for validation,
yes.
Which I said to her, you know, that's surprising because you're such a positive person that I don't think that. But then that's dumb of me to say that because I am also a person that occasionally needs an attaboy. So, and I don't get those very, because everybody goes,
yeah.
Well, what? You're
what?
Come on, you know who you are. Yeah. Why do we need to validate? Because sometimes I need validation. I don't even need a raise most of the time. Just we appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
You did a thing.
Yay.
They
I
don't.
Did.
They don't appreciate you.
No.
No. We do. We do. Okay. But
yes.
Your job, not
but,
so much.
No,
yeah.
No, no, no.
Speaking of looking for love, Doug, I'm reminded of the conversation we had earlier this week.
And your mic is kind of flaccid.
It's flaccid. Yeah. Could you...
There we go.
Could
speaking
you rub
of,
it a little
speaking
bit?
Speaking of looking for love, your mic is flaccid.
Yeah. Get it up close to your mouth.
Yeah. Put that thing in your mouth. Here, hold this. I found it very interesting, the conversation we had talking about. You were talking about coming out of retirement and going back to work.
Yeah.
And that there were two reasons for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you get pretty bored not doing things and you don't find direction or whatever. If you're talking about the dating thing, though, that wasn't really a reason. That was an after effect thing.
I was wondering what Doug looking for a job had to do with looking for love.
With Valentine's,
like,
yes.
Well,
okay, so
planning
well,
on getting paid for sex.
Yes,
yeah,
he's
like,
becoming a sex worker. I don't think it's going to turn out the way you want it to.
I think I've seen Doug in his underwear. I don't think I would pay for him to stay that
You're
way.
Not the person. You're not his demographic.
That's true. I'm
it's
not his target
fine.
Audience.
No.
You're not after 46-year-old married ladies?
He has a demographic.
I mean,
way too young.
Doug's
for me
an
to be
older otter.
Onto it.
Doug's an older otter, and
yeah, no. What I said about it was that I don't meet a lot of people in regular social context, so dating gets progressively much better if I'm at a job. I'm pretty good at work. I'm pretty good at administration of whatever, and it tends to put me in a better light around my peers at that moment.
And without the thrill of sexual harassment, it, you know.
Absolutely. It's like, well, I could get arrested for this.
Hey. It's the thrill. No. It's like, let's give it a shot.
If they can't sue me when I'm done, I'm not interested.
So what I did there was wrong?
Yeah.
It's sort of the George Costanza defense.
You're like, I'm sorry. I've been out of the game for a while. No. And you read the news? No.
I was reading the manual, and I did not see that in the manual.
Yes.
That was wrong.
And they're like, wait, you're a middle-aged white guy? You get a pass. So it's
that,
fine.
That Weinstein book was an instruction manual? Did I misread that?
Wow.
It's okay, the Ryan Adams one. That's the one you need to be. For once, I you know, I realized with you, Monica, that there's so many times I lean on you to, like, I get it started. I'm like, all right. I was like, you know what? I think I'll take it for a little bit.
Well,
that's what he said. Just now, Fred, he said that. About taking it. It's funny.
It's meaning.
Made an innuendo, which is not an Italian suppository.
The entendre was doubled.
That's right. No extra charge.
Two for one.
Tell you what, double that entendre.
I'm feeling lucky.
I once had a sales manager at a radio station where I worked who was like, he was Mr. Malaprop. He would always use the wrong terminology every now and then, and we'd be sitting there in client meetings, and every now and then he'd go, oh yeah, you know, what we need here is like the best voice talent. We need the creme de menthe of voice talent. He was kind of like, you know, and everybody who was really not paying that close attention in the meeting was suddenly give one another the eye. It's kind of like,
did he just say
creme de menthe?
Yes, because he only hired girl drink drunks.
Yes. You're a girl and drink drunk.
And he once referred to the Pavlovian response as the Pavlova response.
Pavlova?
Yes.
The Pavlova response.
Yes. So, and I think
to be confused with the Pavlova. What is it?
No, I know. No, I know what it was.
The Papilloma response.
It was the Pablo response. It was the Pablo response, to which I doodled a dog sort of like Pablo Picasso with one eye kind of like drooped out like that. And and passed it over to someone at the meeting, and everybody was just like...
Yeah.
Every time he rings a bell, my clock melts.
Yeah, yes.
That's right.
Exactly.
Isn't that... That's Dolly.
Are you guys passing notes?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, a pavlova is a very odd type of cake that they have.
Oh, made with meringue.
Uh-huh.
The layers are made with meringue.
I was wondering if you had any idea about that when you said pavlova.
You're watching British Bake Off again, aren't you?
No, I learned it from hanging
yes,
out with New
he
Zealand.
Pulls yeah. the... He pulls the shades. He locks the door.
Yes.
He lights a few scented candles.
What's the whipped cream for?
Yeah. Doug is like, look, let's be honest. I've seen every bit of porn that's out there. There's nothing new under the sun. That's like, really, so it's to desserts now. Let's get to the desserts.
And we're going
to
use it. And we're going to put it in a double boiler. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you put that in that double boiler.
I got your Bain-Marie.
So, any Valentine's Day gifting going on here with you two?
That would be Eric and Val.
Eric and Val.
No,
Eric and
really,
Val.
We tend to not do gift giving on the day of gift giving. We tend to do gift giving in the, hey, I saw this thing and I thought you'd really like it, so I got it for you kind of way. So, yeah, so it actually does make things like birthdays and Christmas and Valentine's Day kind of hard. It's like, I just got you this really awesome thing like a month ago. And now I'm supposed to get you a thing, and all I can think of is like, have some liquor. So we've kind of given up on like date attached. So
you're one of those couples who are just generally thoughtful and care about each other. And
yes.
Don't rely on holidays to remind yourselves.
And
that
it fucks everything up. Yes.
Yeah.
You fucking make me sick. Yeah. I
was listening to a great Dan Savage advice. Well, he was on a show where he was giving advice for Valentine's Day.
Was it Savage Lovecast or was it?
It was not.
He was on someone else's cast.
He was on someone else's cast. And the question was like, on Valentine's Day, what would you I'm on my second drink.
Yeah, wow.
On Valentine's Day, what would be your suggestion? And he goes, he said, get the fucking out of the way right just before you go to dinner. Bang. And then go later to dinner because, first of all, you're going to be missing a lot of the crowd.
Right.
When it's later.
It's practical.
And two, you won't be full of food and going, really, we're going to have sex?
Yeah, yes.
With me full of chocolate?
I'm bloated and tired.
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
Let's see how much farting we can get done. Yes. Let's just.
See, and again, Eric and I have sex like 12, 13 times a day. On average,
which, not to brag.
With each other?
Eric just fainted.
Eric goes, no, we don't.
You can't see that they're naked right now.
They're having sex
right now.
While she's talking.
That's why we're talking about other things.
We're averting our eyes like fucking crazy.
We don't know how to bring it up. I mean,
an audio medium.
Not that we have to bring it
Could
up.
You stop?
It's already been brought up
Could you
several
stop
times.
A second.
I get that a lot.
Yeah. Could you stop for just a second?
Could you stop for just a second? I need to catch my breath or refocus. I don't know.
The chafing.
Wait, I'm
the
laughing.
Chafing.
Wait,
the chafing.
Wait, I'm laughing too hard. Also happens a lot. Yes.
Yep.
No. No. Oh. Oh, honey.
Oh, honey. Yeah.
Yes. We need when silence intrudes, just add fart noises.
It's always funny when a fart sounds like a question. That's right.
Said, what?
Wow.
Hey, not to bring pop culture up, because this is really not.
Why would you do that?
I get to record a German horror film. I'm dubbing a German horror film next weekend.
Most excellent.
Yes.
In German or...
Yes. Yeah. You know me. You know how fluent I am in German.
Yes. Provided it's ja and
Sprechen to what?
Is it already in German? Isn't that the...
And it's being dubbed into English.
Is it porn?
It is not porn.
No. Oh, it's horror. That's right.
It's horror.
You said it was horror.
Not horror.
No,
it's horror.
Yeah, that was another project.
German porn and horror are not mutually.
They're really not that far apart.
Probably not.
There's way more blending than you would be surprised to know. A couple of voice actor friends from the anime biz reached out to me and said, hey, there's this thing happening in Austin. You want to come do it? And I'm like, fuck yeah. So I get to do that. And the great thing about it was the director reached out to me and he said, so you're going to be doing it next weekend. I'm like, cool. And he goes, what do you need to help prepare?
What?
And I was like, what? And he goes, what do you need to prepare? And I said, dude, in the 22 years that I've done this, you're the first director to ask me that. And he's like, really? And I'm like, really? So I was like, well, you know, and then I gave him my list. And
I'm going to only need brown M&Ms.
Yes, I need to.
No red or green.
Yeah.
Okay. In defense of Van Halen.
Yes.
the Brown M&M's thing was because so many venues were not reading the riders and they were ending up with like safety violations and things like that. So it was specifically added in to make sure they'd read. So that they showed up with Brown M&M's in their bowl, they were like, this is going to be a shit show.
Yeah, actually, Iggy Pop, I read one of the contracts he put together, and instead of doing just the one M&M's thing, he put in about 15 things hidden all throughout the contract, and they're hilarious. They're absolutely hilarious. So I read all of Iggy Pop's performance contract just for the lulz.
Yeah. So, but in, he goes, do you have any dietary restrictions? And I said, yes. I said, I don't eat bear meat. I said, I'm an ursitarian. And he goes, wait, is that an actual thing? I go, wait. If I'm an ursitarian, I only
that
eat
means
bear meat.
Yeah.
We're worshiping.
And he goes, damn it, I'm Googling this right now.
If you're an ursitarian who doesn't eat bear meat, you're starving to death.
And he goes, oh man, I'm a. He's driving. He goes, I got a smart one in this. I'm like, the two other guys are not dummies either, so just be ready.
I was baptized Ursitarian Universalist.
Oh, wow.
The circumcision's a bitch.
They get a running start.
Do they dip you in bear blood or something? Pour bear blood on you.
I love how hard that went. How hard that went flat. Ooh. You're like,
validation day.
It's blood blue time.
That is a very
you know
good
what?
Joke.
You know what, Monica? Sometimes you're really funny. So
it's been a really rough week.
And sometimes on purpose. It's the best. You're the best. I was listening. I've been upset because Conan O'Brien has started a podcast, and that annoys me because he's got like so many other venues that he could be putting his shit out on, and now he's starting to do this. Sounds like so. I thought I'd hate listen to it.
Yeah,
and it was really good, and you love it.
It's really good.
Did you heard Ron?
I heard the Ron Funches one, but I also heard the Stephen Colbert one.
Not only that, he went to Japan.
Yes.
So I think he is clearly...
talking about Detective Conan, a show I was in.
I think he's taking a lead from you.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. He secretly loves me.
He wakes up in the middle of the night thinking, what would Brett do?
Yeah. And then he does pretty much the opposite.
Yeah. Because he wants
which
to be
is totally fair.
He does
that's totally fair.
He wants
no,
to be successful.
He does the same thing, only with more money involved.
With way more energy. Money and energy, because I don't have as much energy as he does.
Did you ever see his the documentary?
Yes.
That was such an awesome documentary.
Yes.
About him leaving late night and going and just going on tour because he wasn't allowed to do a show.
Yeah.
And he thought, okay, fuck you, I'll take the show on the road.
Oh, they had a non-compete clause or something?
Yes.
Yeah. When he left the Tonight Show,
yeah.
He couldn't.
Interesting.
So he's like, sure, I'll just do this instead.
And it was brilliant, just to see the creative changes that the stage show went through as they toured. And so it was really quite amazing.
Wait, are we nerds talking about stagecraft? Is that what we're doing?
We've done that before.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we have.
Stagecraft was one of the lesser of the publishings by Blizzard, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the most
and what's weird is you also won that with just one one worker.
Even right. In stagecraft, he went to the moon in like 800.
Yes.
Yeah, I did play a Warcraft 2 game where I beat four opponents with one worker. Three opponents.
He's like, why'd you? And I'm like, Doug, why did you do that? And he's like, because
I wanted to see if I could do it.
Because I can.
Because I'm Doug.
Look upon my works, ye mighty, despair.
Despair.
Thank you, Ozymandias.
EK has been doing some very cute little drawings of our new dog and our cat. There's one with Shadow.
Okay, I was going to say, Shadow the new dog
Burke.
Or a different new dog?
No.
You guys get dogs like most people get well, they milk. Audition
yeah, them. Yeah, like most people, we get dogs.
No. They audition them.
Yeah. Yes.
It's kind of like,
thank you.
Thank you. Did you bring
We've
any...
We've got your headshot. Thank you.
Did you bring any Sondheim? No?
No.
Get out.
Thank you. No.
Really
I don't
want to
hear
need.
Chicago.
What we really need is bagpipe player.
Yes.
You're a Scottish Terrier and you didn't bring a bagpipe.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you.
I had a conversation last night about a bat mitzvah that featured a bagpipe.
Get on the mic.
A bagpipe player and one of the guys who plays the sheep horn were doing a duet. And I'm like, so far, so
is
good.
Oh! Oh! Man, I was racing you to that joke. I was racing you. I was like, it's a show. It's a show. It's a show part. Damn, you got it.
That should be like a competitive sport.
No, he'll always win.
Joke ruining.
Joke ruining. We used to do that. Joke right. ruining. 50 bucks, same as in town.
Yeah.
A Benny shaved is a Benny
earned. Benny shaved is a Benny earned. Oh, people are listening to this going, what? Did I say last week that, see, I keep taking off my glasses because they're dirty. So... There we go.
Dirty glasses.
Happy Valentine's
this
Day.
This podcast is brought to you by Smart Contacts. No, I'm sorry, Simple Contacts. That's cool.
Put away those dirty glasses.
I did say that my nephew graduated from...
Well, when last we recorded, you were going the next day.
Yes.
To the graduation.
The graduation.
And you had to leave very, very early.
Yes. Jeb did graduate from Air Force basic training. There were many. It was very interesting to go. EK and I did realize that we are so not military people because the things that everybody was terribly impressed with were like, well, okay.
You needed to go to that to know that?
I was going to say that
could not have been a
but you know I'm not
you're not military.
But
people.
You guys know that I'm not anti-military. It's just me going okay. And the great bit was you know they have the grounds where they all each group marches in and then they're not supposed to look at you at all
right.
And they march by the stands and you know you clap.
Right.
One thing that we found very interesting is their marching band that they use, the Air Force marching band. The way they create that is as people are getting off the bus for their first day, they go, anybody play an instrument? Anybody? Yep. Okay, you come here. And then they have them audition. And then within the, I think it's 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks that they do the basic training, they teach them that instrument so when it's time, they all play. So they may not be the best. They're definitely not like the Marine marching band or anything like that. But as we were listening, I was going, yeesh, what's happening here? And Simone turned to me and said, they learned that within the time, the last 6 weeks. I'm like, okay, now that's really impressive. So when Jeb, who was the tallest, was marching by, of course, Simone, his mother, was cheering. And you could see him trying to keep it together. You know, like he's like trying, you know, like he's just doing the thing. And we all announced our presence in a different way. But as he was breaking up, I was like, keep it together, man. And he could hear me. And he's like. the dorms were very interesting. One of the things about Air Force that's very interesting is they don't have barracks. They have dorms.
Okay.
They don't have...
Because they're the classy ones.
They're the ones, they're the newest ones. Well, so they got to see the other guys and go, yeah, we don't want to do it that way.
No, we're not doing that.
They don't have drill instructors. No, they don't have drill sergeants. They have instructors, and their specific name is MTIs, and I don't know.
Military training instructors.
Instructors, okay.
There you go.
But
that's guess. That
but they
can't.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good.
Probably.
That was very smart. The thing that was funny was they kept saying MTIs, MTIs, MTIs. That they kept saying, and EK at one point goes, Empty. What's an empty? That's a weird thing to call a drill instructor. Someone with empty eyes. They just have empty eyes. And which was quite funny. And she was like, "What?" So, and then we went for pancakes, and it was nice, you know, to see. Of course, I'm afraid to shit for my nephew, but because it's the military, and I got one in the Marines now. Sam in the Marines, and Jeb in the Air Force.
Yeah, they hardly ever use the military anymore.
Yeah, I mean, what are they? They're not doing anything.
And they're super well managed. Except the belts. Right now.
Yes. It's well done.
Except to build shit along the border.
No,
no.
Yeah.
No, what are we thinking?
It's okay.
No.
So
on the subject of people living a long time.
Yes.
My grandmother turned 100 years old on Tuesday.
Fantastic.
February 12th.
Wow.
And the weirdest part.
Well, she got her a skateboard.
I'm sorry, did you say the weirdest fart?
No, yeah, yes, no, the weirdest fart she did. It the was weirdest, not like a question.
No. The weirdest part is that she's been living in this retirement home for a couple of years. And another woman who lives there, there's only like 75 residents. There's another woman who lives there who also turned 100 on the same day. Yes.
Wow.
They were both born February
12th. So did they have to fight to the death to see who? Because really only one person can be.
Two women enter, one woman leaves.
My grandmother is still alive.
There can be only one.
Yep. My grandmother's still alive, mainly because she was using a walker. And
she
the other
ate
lady,
the other one.
The other lady was in a wheelchair, so my grandmother had the obvious
she
advantage.
Won. Yes. She won.
Yep.
Yes.
So, yeah. But, yeah, there was a party, and it was a cool thing. But, yeah, so my grandmother's 100.
Fantastic.
And, wow.
So do you look forward to that as well? Living to 100?
No.
Eric's eyes got really big.
This is not what I signed up for.
Wait, what?
At the rate I've been getting phone calls for people concerned about my insurance, I won't have long.
Yeah, if any indicator of what they're saying.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yes. Got the big booklet yesterday in the mail that said, Medicare and you. And just the title of the booklet seems so condescending.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, Medicare
and you.
Honey.
Oh, honey.
My favorite thing that happened at the birthday party was that because there were two of them, they made a big to-do of this, and they had a singer in who had, like, you know, background music, whatever, and he sang a bunch of songs and all of that. But they also had one of those posters made up that was, like, things that happened in 1919, like gas was 25 cents a gallon.
Sure.
And these were the top movies and blah, 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 blah. But they also had a list of people who were also born in 1919. And I was telling my grandmother of some of the people who were on that list, and I got to Liberace, and my grandmother went, made this face like somebody had peed on her.
Wow. Liberace had peed on her. That's what happened. Did an R. Kelly.
The ghost of Liberace.
Yeah, like of all the people on that list that I did not expect to get such a visceral reaction from my grandmother,
yes.
Liberace was the one that just put her right over
the edge. She watched
the
movies. She watched those movies.
Oh. Yeah, but she just...
Obviously,
very much did not let, and she did not want to elaborate on why.
Oh, wow.
Obviously a Lawrence Welk fan rather than Liberace.
That's why.
Actually, is it Perry Como? Who mm-hmm. had the PBS thing with the bubbles?
That was Lawrence Welk.
Lawrence Welk. Yeah, okay.
Lawrence Welk.
No, she was the Lawrence Welk guy. So maybe that was it.
Liberace
was
you called it.
I know my grandmother was. And Lawrence Welk, she would make us watch Lawrence Welk when we spent a summer with her in torrid Lake Wales, Florida. It's like neighborhood of Orlando before Orlando became cool. And there was nothing in Lake Wales other than a few retirees.
And new whales?
Yes, and there were whales there.
Where did they put whales in
without the H. Without the H.
Oh, I thought it was
W-A-I-L.
I was like, no.
No, that was us. That was us. Every Saturday night.
It's so damn hot.
Every Saturday night when Lawrence Welk came on.
Yeah.
And the Lennon sisters would trot out. Yeah. And there were three of them, and there were three of us girls. No.
And so they would look
and
at
they,
you.
And they would mock us. It's kind of like, we're famous, and you're stuck in Lake Wales.
Oh, you mean the girls would mock? I thought you meant your grandmother would mock you because you're as awesome as the girls on TV.
This has gotten dark.
Yeah, it just seemed to me that they were, the Lennon sisters were mocking us.
And now every time someone blows bubbles, I burst into tears.
And they need validation!
but that's why I had to ask for clarification when you said Lawrence Welk, because my grandmother in Lake Worth, which is just outside of Fort Lauderdale.
There you go.
No, also different. Made us watch when we were there. Because,
yes.
But I couldn't remember specifically which artist it was. I just remember the bubbles.
And the accordion player. What the hell?
You see, and
PBS.
I would watch, and I mean, growing up, okay, understand that I'm a huge fan of James Brown and all of that. And so then I would watch Lawrence Welk, and I'd be going, is this what people in Minnesota are like? Are they all like this?
Well, did you?
Yes.
Did you ever see the Dick Cavett interview? Dick Cavett interviewed Lawrence Welk?
No.
It's all over YouTube. You can look it up.
Oh, okay.
There's a point where Dick Cavett's like, you know, you're kind of the tamest thing on television. How do you feel about all the sex and violence on television? And Lawrence Welk says, well, sax and violins are two of the most important instruments in the world.
Wow.
And
yes,
the
that is a 40-year-old joke that I just dragged.
Wow, are you really going to?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And on that note,
we should just stop because that was perfect.
It doesn't get any better than
just
that.
Like Chad. Chad is perfect.
Smooth jazz.
Smooth Chad.
Smooth Chad.
Smooth Chad.
As opposed to hanging Chad.
I was just going to say, I'm not going to make a 2000 election Florida Chad. Right.
But Doug will. But Doug will.
I'm on it.
He's like, stand back. Let me have my moment.
That seems really dumb.
My people need me.
So, thank you for joining us for this Validation Valentine's thing here on Two Beers In. As always, you can contact us through the websites, twobeersin.com or twobeersinaustin.com.
Is that two a numeric? Is that
it is.
The numeral of two.
It is not
T-W-O. Because the number two is always the preferred. No.
It's
actually, when writing out, especially at the beginning of a sentence, you want it to be the spelled out. You do not want to use the numeric.
Yes.
Right.
True,
but...
So spake the authority.
Yes. Thank you, grammar person.
I'm not a grandmother.
Grammar person.
Oh.
Thank you, grandmother.
Now that we proved you can't hear, you got both.
Yeah.
said grandma.
Monica, why don't you take us out?
You can find us on Stitcher. And iTunes?
Yes.
And
all of your...
Wherever you get your podcast.
All of your favorite podcast aggregates.
Thank you.
And I can say that word because I've only had a Modelo Especial and not as Brett has been drinking. Oh, let's see. He had a Frozone.
Yes.
And a dementia.
A dark meme dementia. And we would like to thank Doug and Val and Eric and Chad, Smooth Chad, for joining us. And we hope you will stay with us next time for Two Beers In.